I'm chatting live now with Leslie Collinson, yoga nidra coach. Leslie, how important is yoga?
Well, for me, it's about the breath. You know, it's a practice I do daily. It gives you a sense of well-being, of gratitude. Basically, the breath work for me can give you some control in how you feel as well. And it can enable you to step back from how you're feeling and literally make yourself feel better. So it's this amazing tool we can use.
Who are you expecting is going to want to enjoy these fabulous yoga recordings?
Well, I'm hoping the whole school community can benefit from them. Definitely the children. And I think children can just either, the teachers could decide when to use them. I know that some schools are investing in headphones, so they're very good for immersive, just relaxation. Or if children need to calm down, if someone's having a difficult moment, I see it as being a really excellent behavior management tool, another one that can be used very effectively. I know that I've used it very effectively with children, so I'm hoping that that can happen in other schools as well. And also, I think you could use it in literacy as well. Sometimes I've used it, you know, if we're writing and doing some, you know, the big write, and some of the children want a bit of inspiration. It's quite good for getting all that creativity going. Plus, it's taking the brainwaves to a certain place with the slow rhythmic breathing, which is very great when the brain is at its most plasticity and is great for creativity too. So just to let you know, Salvador Dali used to use this sort of technique, this yoga nidra, before he'd get into this state, before he'd do a painting. So you who knows what you might end up with your writing if you use this in your class.
Tell me some more about this spring collection. We've got a collection of five fabulous practices here. Spring into calm, the body scan, breathing into the elements, golden light, and the alphabet journey.
But just looking at the breath from even a scientific point of view, there's three things that you can do to change your breath into a superpower. And this is what I say to children. And, you know, one is by breathing through the nose. The second is by changing your rhythm. So breathing evenly on the inhale and exhale, and by slowing down the breath, so not breathing as quickly, and also learning to breathe more from the diaphragm as well. So the science really backs up about the numerous benefits to you that just go on without you having to do anything. And what I love about it is it's so accessible. You have it 24/7 yourself. So if you can use your breath to support your well-being, for me it's just a winner for schools. And again, so what I've tried to do in this series is incorporate that scientific understanding within the practices. I also, because I'm a teacher, I've been teaching for 18 years. I started off as an early years specialist, and I've led departments in early years and key stage one, but also in the last 4 years I've been focusing more on key stage two. So I've got a really good understanding of the curriculum throughout the whole sort of primary age. And so what I've tried to do as well is to weave in elements of the curriculum for literacy, for geography as well in particular, and also for science as well. So I weave these three in. So hopefully I think that teachers would find them useful as well for either a starter in literacy or listening to it the day before and then going into the write the next day. So I've kind of had that in mind. And also I think using it for children who are maybe finding it difficult to keep up with their reading and just need a different avenue to get into understanding how to look at the letters, the alphabet in a different way, and, you know, just explore learning in a different way as well.